In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Bob Daniel. Bob Daniel. There was a week ago, I think it was, where I informed you that one of my dear friends from Washington, D.C., a priest of our nation's capital, had his father who was dying, who was very sick, very sick. I didn't say dying. I found out yesterday evening that he passed away on Thursday. And so it took a few days for him to let me know that his father had passed away, and all the whirlwind, as you know, whenever death happens. And so today's Mass is offered for his soul today. And right before we began Mass, found out that his funeral will be on the 25th of this month. So if you could keep that in mind as well. There are a lot of people within our parish who've come to me today who are going to be having surgery. So if you could keep them in mind over the next week. None of them told me I could share with you that they're going into surgeries, but if you could keep in mind that there are some who will be having relatively minor surgeries, most of them. But do you know what the definition of a minor surgery is? A minor surgery is a surgery that's happening to somebody else, one that's not happening to me. And there's no such thing as a minor surgery when you're the one going through it. So keep them in prayer. Keeping them in prayer as they're going through these things. So what do we have? The whole of this week is what? Do you remember what we preached about on Saturday, on Sunday? The whole week is what? It's all about one thing. That's right. It's one big, I love you. I love you from God himself. And so that's why we're here today, that our Lord Jesus might show us these ways in which he says, I love you. So today, what is the meditation then? It's not on an I love you of Christ, is it? It's on a different one. It's on particularly an I love you that somebody pays to the one who is love itself, Christ, our Lord Jesus. And here it is, this woman comes up, and this Mary, she spins love on Christ. What do we see in Mary? We see Mary, a soul who is totally focused on the very person of Christ, somebody who pays only attention to Jesus Christ, his own self. And to show respect to him, it did not seem as something that would be extravagant for her to pour over an entire vase of the Gospels at extreme lengths to say, no, this is the real stuff. This is genuine spikenard. This is no imitation. This is expensive stuff. It would have taken years to save up just enough money to purchase such a thing as this. And she breaks it all over there and wastes it on him. Why is it that she wastes it? People see something and then they say, what a waste. Could not such monies have been gathered up and distributed to the poor rather than wasted in such an extravagant way upon our Lord? This could have been given to the poor. But Mary does nothing. She says nothing. She remains there and continues ministering unto Christ because her only focus is the Lord of glory himself. She's not paying attention to what everybody else is saying because she's dedicating herself to what she knows is she's convinced with firmly within her soul that this is the right thing to do, that she's totally and completely absorbed in love and making sure that love himself is there. Totally absorbed in the adoration of her master. And so she continues to work her work of love and of adoration for him in this way. Mary, in this way, is a symbol for you and me of love. A symbol of the soul that is deeply in love with God, that's enraptured with the very presence of God, that recognizes the value of God within her life. What has God done for me? Well, what can I do in response to what he does for me? And so she is one who is a symbol for us of the soul that gives itself exclusively to the service of God. This would be like those who are consecrated religious. Give themselves totally to the Lord in this way, just like our sister Anne, who say, the world says, there are lots of things that are important. But I recognize within my soul that God is the only thing that is important. And so I'm going to accept his invitation. And I'm just going to be all about him. And when a soul does that, what do you get? The result of that goodness, which indeed is lived out in a life of faithfulness, like our sister Anne has there, and so many other religious sisters and religious brothers throughout all time, living out the very same thing, that God alone is worth it. God alone is worth it. Worth this exclusive love. You see the same thing in another way when a priest accepts that ordination, or when a deacon goes and gives that way to a limited degree as well, or when somebody consecrates themselves to our Lord Jesus Christ through a holy slavery to our Mother Mary. See the same thing lived out in that. And that is what our lives are supposed to do. That's what this time is. As we're preparing to receive these I love yous from Christ this week, which is what this week is all about, we have this example beginning the week to say, well, this is what our response should be. Just like Mary, just like Sister Anne, just like those who've gone before and made such great gifts of themselves in this exact same way, to let that be the thing that inspires us to a deeper sense of that. She is a symbol of those souls who do it, whether in whatever way they do it, consecrate God more fully to the immediate service of God. and wanted more immediate union with God. The world sees this as extravagantly wasteful. Oh, sister, what a waste. Oh, father, what a waste. Brother, what a waste in this way. Could have done so many things. Could have been a great father, great mother, great whatever, these other things. Could have done so many things with the skills they have. Now they're locked up in a monastery or locked up in the priesthood in this way, doing something which is of little or limited value. But the total consecration to the Lord, deemed wasteful by those only who fail to understand it. Though you and I, even when other secular venture we have within our lives, are called to do the same. It's not like it's closed off to us just because we don't answer to a divine vocation. We're called to do the same thing with whatever gifts, whatever talents, whatever things we have, even if the whole of our life has been oriented in a different direction and it's only now that we're recognizing that there is value in this. We can go like St. Augustine writes about it in his 10th chapter, the book of his book, The Confessions, where he says over and over again, he says, late have I loved you, O love ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. I sought you in, my sin was this, that I sought you in created things and didn't see you, the creator who made all these things to be so lovely. And so late have I loved you, love ever ancient, ever new. And if that's the way you feel, by the way, that's the way I feel too, in my own soul. We can rejoin and seek to rejigger our interior life to where we all the more strive, all the more particularly in this passion time, to be a little bit more like Mary, to be a little bit more like her who extravagantly wastes everything out on Christ. And the way in which we do so, no matter what everybody else says, you should be doing all sorts of other things outside in the community and building things up or taking care of this or that, or why are you wasting your time in the church this week? It's on you and I to be a waste, to sacrifice our very selves in honor and by so acting to repair the indifference of countless souls who seldom ever think of God, who seldom ever think of what it is that we're thinking about this week, what God does for us, and what should my response be to so great love. That money, that time, that strength, even of our own human life spent in the immediate service of the Lord is far from being wasted, but it's only there that it begins to perfect you and I when we begin to recognize God and his right worth within our lives. What do we see here within the scriptures? They talk bad about Mary in this way, and is that the end of the story? No, it's not, is it? Our Lord Jesus comes to the defense of Mary, comes to her defense. Here's somebody talking bad about her wasting that gift. It says, no, it's not a waste. Jesus comes to the defense and he says, let her be. The master speaks, let her be, that she may keep this perfume against the day of my burial. And by doing that, he says that in the name of all those who love, Mary gave the sacred body of our Lord Jesus before it was disfigured by the passion, the ultimate gift of homage and an ardent love of devotion, which you and I have now have a pattern of what our lives should look like. So as Mary broke open that perfume, what of waste, what of worth, what a value are you and I bringing this week to the Lord? Ponder that this week. What gift of my time, what gift of my service, what gift of my devotion, what gift of my prayer, what gift of my ability to read, what gift of my ability to serve am I actually going to make as a gift to the Lord at this time? Lord, as we say within the Stations of the Cross, Lord, you go up to die for me. Now I wish to give myself to die for love of you. Read through those prayers again, and then make a gift of yourself to the Lord as this holy woman does. She does it so beautifully and perfectly. You and I, so maybe at times ugly and so imperfectly. But this time, a little bit more perfectly, a little bit more like Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.